Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Knicks beat the Pacers tonight. They are taking that series back to Indiana. And I think the consensus for a lot of people is, well, the Pacers better win that one. Otherwise, the Knicks are going to come back and take down the Pacers yet again. Last year, the series was 3-2 Knicks, and then the Pacers won Game 6, and then the Pacers won Game 7. Now, the Knicks were dealing with injuries in that game. The starting lineup for the Knicks was Dante, Josh Hart, Hartenstein, Brunson, and Ananobi. Randall had gotten hurt when he was there. Miles McBride did get 40 off the bench. I think Ananobi must have gotten hurt in that one, too. I just know there were injuries that stacked up for the Knicks throughout that series. And so, hey, look at that. The Pacers, all they can do is beat injured teams. Well, I think that narrative is dying. The Cavs were hurt first couple of games, but it was pretty clear that the Pacers were more focused. Maybe that's not the right word. Maybe it is, but they seemed sharper and made the Cavs look dumber than I thought they were. I mean, that was a team that ripped off multiple 15-game winning streaks, and the Pacers completely bullied them. Cavs were running out of steam, running out of breath, running out of gas because of the frantic pace of Indiana. This series interesting. I think Indiana has shown you that we can answer any punch. But today, the hole got too big where they just could not come back. And New York did a good job of answering the blows that Indiana was trying to give them. So they got the win tonight, 111-94. Game 6 again is on Saturday. Stanley Cup will start next Wednesday. That will be between Edmonton and Florida. That sounds familiar. It is. It's a rematch of last year. So Connor McDavid and the Oilers get the chance to exact some revenge. We'll see how things play out starting on Wednesday. There is a game Saturday in the NBA. Otherwise, those of you invested into both, the weekend's freed up a little bit. Might be a good time to get out the lawn care equipment or say hi again to the wife and kids. You're going to have to drum up a better excuse if you want to head out to the sports bar or the pub on Saturday night. I don't know. We don't got a lot going on this weekend. I don't think there's a big wrestling event. Jeez. Maybe there's a big fight. I never know. Hockey, I'm not world's biggest hockey guy, but I follow it along together. UFC, I'm not even going to pretend to get into. With all due respect. NFL, I like that. Bartometer tonight, Thursdays at 11 o'clock Eastern, 8 Pacific. We are moving the Bartometer to Tuesdays. If my crusade against AI, which will be a losing battle, I'm already aware. But perhaps I will have to have a new list segment because I am afraid. But the Bartometer tonight was asked or prompted, which 8 quarterbacks are facing the most pressure in 2025? And a lot of names could be on this list. I think half of the league could be on this list. More. But the Bartometer gave us the following 8. Number 8, Bryce Young, Carolina Panthers. Third-year guy. Remember, to some of this backdrop, next year's draft class, full of quarterbacks. So Panthers got to know that Bryce Young's their guy. 4-20 so far as a starter. Kyler Murray, number 7, big contract, 36-41-5 as a starter, 1 playoff appearance. Number 6, Anthony Richardson. I feel like he could be taken off just because the Colts are seemingly adding pressure where some doesn't need to exist. Like, let this guy blossom, and then we'll see if we need to put pressure on him. But it's a battle with Daniel Jones, and if you can't beat Daniel Jones, then you're not going to play football in this league. Number 5 is Trevor Lawrence. Thought he might be higher. $275 million over 5 years. you got to start winning, man. At some point, other people are going to find out that Jacksonville, like, when these games air. I think he's been the beneficiary of playing for a team that is not spotlighted a lot in prime time or national windows. And we just don't know how Daniel Jones-esque he's been. Three is Justin Herbert. Two is Tua. And one is Caleb Williams, last year's number one overall pick. Has the Jaden Daniels shadow behind him. Has more weapons. Has an offensive line. And has a new coach. Now, some of the other guys that could be on this list, perhaps. Geno Smith and Sam Darnold in new places. Josh Allen might need to win. Oh, I skipped Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson is on this list at number four. So it goes Bryce Young, 8, Kyler Murray, 7, Anthony Richardson, 6, Trevor Lawrence, 5, Lamar, 4. As the argument that I always say is the more MVPs you win, the more you better win a Super Bowl. Otherwise, the 3-5 playoff record, 70-24 regular season record, starts to not look great. Herbert's 3, 2 is 2, Caleb is 1. I think Jordan Love could be on this list. I think the Packers, this is year 3 of Love. He's had the same coach. I think he needs to perform. Brock Purdy, I don't know that there's a ton of pressure right away. Obviously, big contract, but Niners' schedule so easy that I think they'll be fine. Dak Prescott could be on the list. Maybe C.J. Stroud. Carlos, you told me you did not like the list, like, at all.
I do not like the list. Half these quarterbacks can be replaced.
Would you care to tell me who those were?
I'll just give you the heavy hitter right away. You can take Trevor Lawrence out because Jacksonville's committed to that money for a while, so I don't know if he's under that much pressure this season, but I would say, you know, starting next year, if they just completely fall flat on their face, then yeah, then you can put Trevor
Lawrence
out on the list.
Trevor Lawrence is the first guy that I initially thought of that should be on the list.
Well, there's somebody that's not on the list that's more egregious than anybody that you put on the list.
All right, and that would be?
Patrick Mahomes should be number one on this list. Because there's Patrick Mahomes that we've seen the last 2 years, and then there's Patrick Mahomes, the lore accurate version. Everyone's built up Patrick Mahomes to be this mythological creature that can do no wrong, that does all these zany plays off of two toes, and consistently gets to the Super Bowl and wins championships hand over foot. Mahomes has been mortal, if not less than mortal, the last 2 years. And the Chiefs are not going to make the playoffs this season. They're under that pressure to make the playoffs. Mahomes is under pressure to deliver Kansas City another postseason berth.
From who besides you?
I mean, that's all you need. It's me. I'm applying the pressure.
So if I may understand your logic, and I love the Kansas City not going to make the playoffs take. I think that's a great hill to plant your flag on. They may make the playoffs, they may not.
They're not making
the playoffs. I think for you to go there, I think it's great. For you to say Trevor Lawrence should not be on the list, they're committed to that money for a while, and then say Patrick Mahomes should be number one?
If not one, because I do like that Lamar Jackson is on this list. I think Josh Allen should be on this list. If you want to put Josh Allen one and Mahomes two, I'll live with that. But the fact that Mahomes is not even on the list, artificial intelligence be damned. We need to recalibrate.
What even if he starts, I mean, 0-6, there's no pressure on Mahomes.
0-6, I'll look like a genius. I hope that's the case. They face the Giants week 3.
Did you like Nico Harrison your way into the future and know something we don't?
Maybe. You haven't seen me and a DeLorean in the same place.
11 picks, 4,000 yards. Yeah, I have him in fantasy and in my dynasty league. Okay, and I start him every week because he's got to do better this week. But still, I look at it, there's a lot of 3-touchdown weeks. And there's some weeks where, you know, he wasn't great as statistically as he's been. But that sounds more like a fantasy complaint than an actual.
No, because I've never had Mahomes on my fantasy team. But I just look at all the comments, and he just gets away with so much. I'm sorry, Patrick Mahomes is a Travis Kelce merchant.
Oh my God! I'm like, I don't know what to say. I can't even disagree with something like this because it's just not the case.
We're in the content business.
Is that all this is? Are you going to tell me off the air this is just content?
No, I 1,000% believe in this. Is that like I don't come out here and just do rage bait and click takes like, you know, some of our heathen brethren.
Well, that's why I'm so stunned that you just called Patrick Mahomes a Travis Kelce merchant.
I mean, look what happens when he has a healthy Travis Kelce. Then all of a sudden, he's the best quarterback in the league. When Travis Kelce takes a step back because he's been too busy touring with Taylor Swift, the dude looks ass.
Patrick Mahomes. Can I find those stats?
Please.
With and without Travis Kelce. If anything, Kelsey's a Mahomes merchant. All right. Patrick Mahomes without Kelce. There's only been three games. I think. 98.3 rating, 608 yards, 5 touchdowns, 2 picks, and 3 games without Travis Kelce.
Yeah. Pedestrian.
All right. All right. Any other qualms with the list? I don't even know if I want to hear him. You think Aaron Rodgers should be on this list?
No. Although I would say who did the Steelers draft again? It was one of these freaking back lower tier quarterbacks, right? Was it Kyle McCord? Was it him? No.
No, he's the Eagles. They got Will Howard.
Will Howard. Thank you. I was like, I knew it's one of these. I just didn't want to say bland white guys, but it's one of them. Is he under any pressure? Sure, whatever. Who cares? It's not Rodgers, though.
So the Bartometer list again for quarterbacks with the most pressure. 8 is Bryce Young. 7's Kyler Murray. 6 is Anthony Richardson. 5, Trevor Lawrence. 4, Lamar Jackson. 3, Justin Herbert. 2 is Tua. And 1 is Caleb Williams. If Mahomes isn't 1, who should be 2? Caleb, if we don't have Mahomes at 1, I think we'll be with Caleb at 2.
Caleb, I mean, I still believe Josh Allen should be on the list, but I'm good with Caleb at 2. There's no excuses this year.
I could entertain, you know, Josh Allen on the list. He just signed a big contract. I think the Bills have had more success. I kind of think that the Bills are my Super Bowl pick.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it because it's not going to be Kansas City.
If I had $100 to put on an AFC team, I would put like 80 on the Bills, 5 on the Chiefs, 5 on the Ravens, and 10 on the Bengals.
So nobody in the NFC, not even the Eagles?
Just to make out of the AFC.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, just to make out of the AFC. I'm pretty high. I feel like the Bills get their year.
I hope so, man, because I do feel bad for the Bills fan base. Like, that's a loyal fan base. They deserve more than just getting knocked out in heartbreaking fashion in the AFC Championship every year. Like, do what the Minnesota Timberwolves can't do for their fans. Breakthrough. Get to the Super Bowl.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Robert's in Annapolis. Robert.
Hey, voices. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, on your new mattress, I'll just make a guess. It begins with the letter S. You ever notice how all the mattress, the big manufacturers begin with the letter S, like Serta, Sealy, Simmons, Sleep Easy? I think there's a psychological marketing thing going on with that. But, you know, you mentioned what your Bartometer was going to be. I put it into the Roberto meter, which, by the way, is powered by a mysterious pink substance. And it came out with 7 of the same name.
Wow.
7 of which, and the reason being, those quarterbacks, we're not going to go through the whole names, they are typically high first-round draft picks, 4 of whom are now mega paid and have not proven anything. Now, the one name you put in there that I would take out, not because I'm a Ravens fan, is Lamar Jackson. You can put him in with Josh Allen and Joe Burrow in the same category of guys that have not gotten over the hump yet, but they're not going anywhere. They're going to be the quarterback of their team for years to come. The one I would put in there is Dak Prescott, because not only is he the highest paid quarterback in the NFL, he's going into his 10th year with the most overhyped franchise in all of professional sports and hasn't accomplished really anything. And if you want to get into the category of the other guys, Justin Fields might be a name to include, because he's going to probably be the starter for the Jets. And this is it. You know, you're either going to make it or you're not. So let's see what happens. You talked about faces of the professional sports. LeBron James is the face of the NBA until he retires. Patrick Mahomes, Carlos's comments aside, he is the face of the NFL. MLB has got to be Ohtani and Judge. NHL, a little tougher. If Edmonton wins this year, it's got to probably be Connor McDavid. But anyhow, those are my comments, I think, for the
night.
When
I saw when I saw the list, I knew that I would hear from you about Lamar Jackson being on it.
Well, he's under pressure, but Josh Allen is and Joe Burrow is, because they're top tier. They're top tier quarterbacks that haven't gotten over the hump. But they're not going to find pressure. These other guys that the seven that we have on the same list, they're high draft picks, and four of whom are highly paid, but they haven't shown it yet. And that's where I guess the pressure would come from. So we'll see what happens. But it was a good list. Regardless of what Carlos says, I don't know what the Patrick Mahomes thing is. He's the best quarterback in the NFL. Come on.
Yeah,
he's the most successful. We'll say it that way.
I don't either. In fact, Robert, thanks for the call. Can we just have the conversation that we would have off air, like right now?
It's not going to differ than the conversation we just had.
Okay, Carlos, you serious about that Mahomes thing?
Yes.
All right. Can you get some Knicks cuts ready?
Yeah, they're on the screener already.
888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler, Knicks Radio Network. As the Knicks have kept the series alive with a win over the Pacers tonight. Sorry, I'm speaking as if I first learned how to. 111-94 is the score. I was producing in my head what I wanted to do here.
Yeah, you are right there.
This segment. Well, I want to hear from some of these guys on the winning side, but I also want to take some of these phone calls. And then I also now see that Zach Gelb is on the phone. Gelby?
Bart, I'm very sleepy. I did something that was stupid tonight. I left my phone and the ringer on. So I got a text from your producer, and he's like, you got to hear maybe a smart take, but you will think is a dumb take. So I was like, all right, now I'm up, so I'm intrigued. And I went on the free Odyssey app to listen, even when I just started to go to sleep. And I'm still very, half up, half asleep. And I hear Carlos with the K, who may have been doing the same things before the show that Stephon Diggs was doing on a boat. he was saying that Mahomes has the most pressure on him this year and the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs. Is that what he said?
Well, we've talked about the Chiefs missing the playoffs before. And I appreciate the take. I think there is a path to it. Last year I said the Niners would miss the playoffs, and they did. So I appreciate it. But then again, when you look through the AFC, because I want to join him on this take, but when you look through the AFC, you know, there's not a lot of, replacements there. So, okay, that's been said. That's show canon. And then I went down the list of the Bartometer, which I may have to destroy because I am very afraid of AI. We are so doomed. We need to be talking about it more. But I went and talked about quarterbacks that have the most pressure on them in 2025. And, you know, there's some guys that were not on the list that could be on the list, maybe on the list that could not be on the list. And then Carlos told me that he thinks Patrick Mahomes should be on the list, at one point called Patrick Mahomes a Travis Kelce merchant. And I don't know how many times this has happened to you in your radio career.
What, producers just say dumb things like every day?
Yes. So when you're doing radio with someone or anything, you know, think about like improv, the whole yes and is you still like have a level of expectation of things that may happen and you plan for and a little give and take. I was so thrown off by him saying Patrick Mahomes that I started like making visual cues like I was Jim from The Office, realizing nobody's watching me. And I was like, oh, I got to have some more audio cues here. I was just so stunned. I almost forgot how to do my job for a moment.
Yeah, the only way the Chiefs don't make the playoffs this year is if Mahomes gets hurt. Like, that's the only way I could see Carlos with the K being right, and that'd be a horrible way for Carlos with the K to be right. But, like, I'm not kidding. You've had a lot of producers say wacky things in your tenure with the network. This one, the original take was stupid about the Chiefs missing the playoffs, but whatever, you know, people always do that. Maybe Carlos with the K is trying to be like the next you know, Rob Parker, what Rob Parker did all those years with Tom Brady. But to say that Mahomes has the guy's already won 3 championships and 3 Super Bowl MVPs. So if he loses this year in the AFC Championship game, like, what's going to happen? Like, what pressure is Mahomes under? That's what I don't get.
Even if he's bad and they only win 6 games, what's going to happen?
Yeah, people will be like, oh, the redemption tour will happen next year.
Yeah, Carlos, we're talking about you behind your face. Any rebuttal you'd like to have?
No, listen, this is not hot take. I'm not trying to get on cold takes, like old takes expose, or whatever the hell you call it.
Extremely hot take.
This is
the hottest take I've ever heard.
This is the most grounded thing I've ever taken.
It's so hot, you might actually get this show some attention from some people. I still doubt it.
It is so hot right now, my ears are burning just listening to you speak when I'm listening into the phone right now.
I mean, let's just clip this so when I'm right a couple of months from now, I want the apologies to be as loud as the slander is right now.
As loud
most
prophets
get
awake.
Stoned, all right? Most prophets get stoned before they're right. I hope you guys don't kill me until the prophecy comes to fruition.
You know what's happening? I created this character, Ryan Hickey, Hot Take Hickey, and I think Carlos is just trying to, like how in the movie, like Mike, you know, a little Bow Wow, you know, touched his shoes and said, oh, be like Mike. I think Carlos is now just trying to be like Hickey, because last year Carlos with the K told me that Saquon Barkley wouldn't play more than 8 games and he went on to have one of the greatest seasons the running backs ever had. I will now go on to say, based off this Carlos with the crappy K take, that Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
Carlos with a crappy K. Come on.
Come on, I'm like half asleep right now. I thought that was pretty good on the fly.
So what, you watch the game, you go to bed? Yeah, it's a normal time to go to bed, I guess, if you have a day shift, sure.
Yeah, I was up for like 35 minutes, 40 minutes, and then I just finally started to doze off, and I realized my ringer was still on, and I was getting the alert, just ding, ding, and I see it was Carlos, and I like Carlos. And I saw it, and I said, okay, that's a good tease. Let me go to the app and see what's cooking.
Do you want to share your thoughts on the Knicks game tonight, or are we saving that for tomorrow afternoon?
I could do it right now. Defense was unbelievable. Defense was the difference. I thought going into the game the Knicks would win, and I said that they would win 6, and then they would lose game 7. I'm still in that line of thinking. I think that most people probably said tonight going into the game, oh, Knicks will win, and the Pacers will win in 6. I actually think the Knicks are going to win one more game in this series. And they'll get everyone all jacked up for a big game 7 at Madison Square Garden. And this team will punch you right in the gut one more time.
Well, I saw some of the post game on TNT, and they were saying that the Pacers have to win game 6. Otherwise, the Knicks will do the same thing they did the night in game 7. I'm more along the line with you. Last year the Knicks, you know, guys got hurt throughout the series. But the Pacers, it's not like they haven't gone into the Garden in a game 7 and won before. They did it 365 days ago.
Yeah, and I think we also have to define what a must-win is to the NBA and TNT crew, which is a legendary crew. But Reggie Miller in game 4 before game four was saying, oh, this is a must win for the Indiana Pacers, and they were up 2-1. And then I tuned in tonight, and I heard Shaquille O'Neal say that this was a must win for the Pacers when they're up 3-1 in the series. So, you know, I guess it's plausible that they come back, but the whole must win by the inside the NBA crew and the NBA on TNT crew has just made no sense to me all along in this series. But Brunson was incredible tonight. Cat brought a little swagger, obviously, with a zesty stat line. And then Mitchell Robinson played well. And you had Landry Shamet have some good defense. So if they defend like that in game six, they'll win game six. It's can they, with a team that beats them to the spots and plays at an incredible pace, can they do that two more times? I'm still a little skeptical, but I'm sure if the Knicks win game six, even though I predicted before tonight that they would lose in seven, I'll probably end up flip-flopping that prediction and take the Knicks in seven.
Well, sorry we wasted our one monthly appearance with you on this.
Well, actually, it's the end of May. Are we officially in June yet? I don't think so, right? It's not June.
I got a couple more days. Now, May's 31 days this year.
Can I transfer this over to June so we can cross June quota?
Yeah, that's fine. We'll talk to you after the 4th of July.
You got it. Happy 4th of July to you and your listeners, Bart. Really appreciate it. And tell Carlos to lay off on all those Stefan Diggs kind of drugs that he was doing and all those drinks before the show, because whatever it takes, he just blabbed into a microphone 25 minutes ago. It was embarrassing. It was offensive. I'm offended by it.
Well, thanks for voicing your opinion. We always appreciate that. Catch Zach tomorrow on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network, 3 o'clock Eastern. Thanks, Zach.
And I'm sure we will not rip Carlos with a K tomorrow. Maybe, maybe not. Bye, guys.
Again, anytime the show can get any oxygen anywhere else, I will take it. No, like I told you, I was on board with the take that you think the Chiefs will miss the playoffs. I think we can have some fun with that and root for that one. To say Patrick Mahomes is more pressure than any other quarterback, you challenged me. It's good to get challenge reps. You know, that's not a skill that I've practiced in a while, where the guy I'm doing a show with is something so stupid that I don't know how to react.
Well, what do you think? This is Tiananmen Square. I'm just going to lay down in front of you being a tank. No, I'll stand there.
References maybe, but okay. No, I like it. All right. Okay. Carlos Ortiz with a crappy K. How'd you let that one slide?
Listen, he's a guest in our house, so you know I didn't want to say anything. I didn't want to tell him you put a freaking coaster underneath that beverage, but I thought about it.
Well, I appreciate hearing from Zach at any time. 888-710-4ISN. Let's get an update. Right now, it's Gordon Damer. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I am Bart Winkler. Carlos Ortiz has made his appearance well known here on the show tonight. Oilers Radio Network. Ooh, we've got something interesting cooking. We've got something interesting cooking in the NHL, where it's a rematch between the Edmonton Oilers and the Florida Panthers. So there's been some cup final rematches, and they have featured some superstars. You had the Oilers and the Islanders play back-to-back years in 83 and 84, and actually Gretzky lost the first one and then won the second one. And then in 2008-2009, you had the Penguins and the Red Wings, and Sidney Crosby lost the first one but won the second one. Now you've got Connor McDavid and the Oilers against the Panthers. In 2024, McDavid lost the first one, so does that mean he wins the second one? Man, I'm just thinking about this parlay me and my buddy played, where we took the Florida Gators to win the NCAA tournament and the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup. And the Golden State Warriors just had to win the West. Now, if Steph doesn't get hurt, I still think it's the Thunder. So, and there wasn't a cash-out option. We did it at a casino. There's one kid that's riding a $13 parlay to win $85,000. He picked the Eagles and the Gators, and he's got the Thunder left. And he has the Oilers, too, so He's not cashing out. The cash out right now, he can win like $850,000 on a $13 bet. The cash out is $80,000. He says he's got to go at least over $100,000 before he cashes out. So well, that's always tough. Now that they present that option, that they're deal or no dealing sports gambling, that's always – there's just – usually it's nice to just have one regret. I made that bet or I didn't make that bet. Now you gotta regret about when you are or when you are not taking the cash out option. David's in Buffalo. David, hello.
Hey, Bart. Thanks for having me on tonight, man. You know, I look at this series and I think Edmonton to me has, you know, kind of changed their identity. You know, I know they scored a lot of goals, but I felt like, you know, you watched the third period tonight. Dallas had no offense, and that was basically the whole series. I mean, Rantanen, you know, came in, you know, the first two rounds of the playoffs, he was incredible, and Edmonton really took him completely out of the game. And I think, to me, Edmonton right now has to be a lot more confident. I thought McDavid's comments after the game tonight were interesting, saying they're not as emotional. So I think, to me, they're going to treat this more like it's just another game. I know that's easy to say, it's cliche. But I think there's no doubt that Edmonton, to me, has got to have more confidence. The big thing it's going to come down to, Bart, in this series with Florida is the goaltending. I mean, Bobrovsky is a better goalie than Skinner, but Skinner's played great since he's come back in for Picard. So I think, to me, Edmonton right now has got to feel like they're playing. Their confidence has to be very high. I think Florida's got to be high as well. It's going to be a great series, man. I don't think – last year we saw seven games where – it was three games won by Florida, then three by Edmonton. I think this is going to be like 2-2 and a nail biter all the way. I think this is a coin flip of a series, and I my heart says Edmonton. I think my head says Edmonton too. I think it's better for the sport if Edmonton wins because McDavid is the face of the league. But if Florida were to win, it wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, that's going to be an interesting like dynamic, David, thanks for the call, between Florida and Edmonton because they just played each other last year. So do they look at this as just a new series? Do they think about last year and have those thoughts go into their head? Does Florida become, oh, you want to try us again? Let's go. Does Edmonton become more motivated to, you know, vanquish the demon? And maybe none of it matters. Maybe a lot of it matters. I don't know. But I am, you know, probably more curious just as a casual to watch this rematch than I would be between like Dallas and Carolina. With all due respect, this has because of the preceding. And that's why, you know, when I was talking about the Thunder and Pacers, if we can get to that series, that could be some series that we see a lot more of. Although now, you know, Knicks got their win back. So we'll see what happens on Saturday. There's at least an extension of the series and we're not quite there quite yet. Last segment, we heard from Zach Gelb. The previous segment, I was recapping tonight's Bartometer. We're just talking about which quarterbacks have pressure, really. Carlos threw in that not only will the Chiefs miss the playoffs, which we've talked about, we've hashed that out, but Patrick Mahomes is more pressure than any other quarterback. And it feels like, or it looks like, there's some people that are Team Carlos here. Jeff is in New Orleans. Jeff, hello.
Hey, Bart, how you doing there, buddy? Hadn't spoken to you in a while, my friend. You know, I put myself on a little call-in sabbatical for a little while. But how you been, the wife and family? Everybody's all right?
We're all good, taking it day by day. Jeff, really taking it hour by hour.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till I get to be a little bit better caller. You know, I'm listening to some of the better callers like Robert in Annapolis, who's the reason I'm calling in right now. He brought up a great point. What type of pressure are you looking at? If you're looking at the pressure of him being relieved of duty for having a bad year, he's got no pressure at all. But now Carlos, And the last guy you had on there, who was that, Zach Gelb?
Zach Gelb, host of the Zach Gelb Show.
Okay, yeah, I don't listen to that show because, you know, he puts in the crappy K on the Carlos. Well, I call him Special K, okay? I'm going to try to make up for that.
And
he also nails Hickey a little bit, too, on that LeBron James interview. So I don't listen to that show. But anyway, I'm going to tell you where I think Mahomes does have a little bit of pressure. Maybe not a lot, but, you know, he's been to five Super Bowls and he's won three. He's lost two. Well, most recently last year. And what does everybody say in sports? They remember the last time they were there. Does he want to get back? Yeah, because that was a crappy game for him and the rest of the team. They got crucified in that game. Yes, he wants to get back, and there's pressure on him to get back and redeem himself. So I'm with Carlos on that point.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's a good call, Jeff. That's a great call. Okay? That's a good call.
Okay.
You're welcome back anytime. Appreciate
it. I'm going to get better on my calls, and I'm going to start calling in more often. I just need to keep listening to those people that I admire and respect, like Robert in Annapolis. He always brings up good points, and I mean, you and I both agree with him, Bart. I mean, they don't get much better than that. But you have a good night, sir.
All right, Jeff in New Orleans. Wow. See, some callers take this craft seriously and strive to be better. And some of you guys, it's like, you might as well just put the phone in the bathtub and I'll talk to the bubbles.
What's that?
I didn't name any names.
It was awesome.
As far as the pressure, like what kind of pressure? Sure, there's a lot of pressure. The Bartometer factored all that in. Don't you worry about that. But there are some guys that face playoff pressure. The same argument for Lamar you can make for Josh Allen. You could say Brock Purdy should be higher. You could say Justin Herbert should be lower. Fact of the matter is there's not too many quarterbacks that don't have some sort of pressure on them next season. I would say that the one guy is Patrick Mahomes, but that's been refuted on the show. I mean, what other quarterback doesn't have? If Mason Rudolph's the quarterback, I guess he really doesn't have pressure. He's not supposed to be here.
Yeah, you could. There's a couple of guys that don't have any pressure. Will Levis has no pressure. Nobody expects anything from him.
Well, yeah, a lot of backups have no pressure.
Yeah. Russell Wilson, Jackson, Dart, anybody for the Giants, they have no pressure. Their schedule's brutal.
I don't think Cam Ward is a lot of pressure. I think he's going to get some time
to grow.
That's
a great one.
I don't think Bo Nix has a ton of pressure.
I don't know if Geno Smith has any pressure. What's the expectation in Vegas?
Daniels might have some pressure because of how good he was to maybe replicate what he did.
I think Jaden Daniels is under a tremendous amount of pressure because you saw the drop-off from year one to year two in C.J. Stroud. And if Jaden Daniels hits a sophomore slump, the Commanders are not sniffing another NFC championship appearance.
Stafford is no pressure. I don't think Goff has a lot of pressure. I think any pressure on Detroit's on Campbell. Let's get to Lars in Chicago. Lars.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Bart. I'm just going to pile on here. As far as the cheats go, first of all, I'll give you a couple reasons why they're not going to be in the playoffs. A, Jim Harbaugh doesn't need to prove anything to anyone anymore. His team's going to be better going into year two. Same thing with Sean Payton and the Broncos. I don't know if Pete Carroll's going to make them any better. They'll be a little tougher. I don't know if it's going to translate into wins. They also lost their team MVP in Joe Tooney. Whoever is going to replace him is not going to be as good. They have little to no running game. And his security blanket in Kelsey is pretty much done. So outside of that, good luck.
Well, and those are good points too, Lars. I think, and thanks for the call. When you look at the AFC, Bills are in. We're just, you know, they're not in, but they're in. Bills are in. Ravens are in. There's going to be an AFC South winner. Let's just call that Houston. And then let's say the Chargers get in. So that's four. Broncos will get in, let's say. Who's getting in then? The Chiefs, it feels like. Oh, Bengals, let's say Bengals get in.
Yep.
So the Chiefs are fighting with the Dolphins, Jets, Patriots. A lot of people all of a sudden think the Patriots already won the AFC
East. That's crazy, yeah.
Browns, Steelers, Colts, Jacksonville, Titans. I don't see, I'm not piling on your playoff take because I do think there's an avenue there. The road's not as paved as well as some other takes, but it's a certainly drivable road. The Patrick Mahomes pressure thing, I think you must have misspoke.
No, that was a clear speak. And Lars, best call of the night. Just wanted to put that out there.
Lars Ortiz, you will tell me later on.
We are not related.
Ain't it? You know, yeah, there's no Lars Ortiz running around?
If there's a Lars Ortiz, then that's one hell of a mix. I got to meet the parents.
I'm looking it up right now. I found one. He's he plays in the orchestra. And he's an author. All right, we'll be back. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.